Again.
I made tons for the holidays. I'll probably still be eating turkey till Valentine's Day. But it's time we talk about our resolutions. Please, stay at home and limit your contacts. Let's protect each other. And if anyone has a recipe that calls for 17 pounds of leftover turkey, I really need that. Like, really. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT Radio.
Prevent the spread of the virus. Wear a mask in public places, such as on public transit and in grocery stores and businesses. The best way to protect your health and the health of those around you is still to follow recognized hygiene measures. For example, wash.
Wait a minute, that's too fast.
Now what?
Kick it over here, baby pop!
CKUT, yo. Yo, this is for your mind, soul, and spirit. Plus your positive vibes. Masters at work, you gotta hear it. And West Indian rhythms on Saturday night. Roots, rock, reggae, I keep it tight. Manchild, hitting switches, keep it right. The cypher on a Friday. Psalms of soul, I do it my way. With ill groove on Sunday, I gotta say one way. We stick together. It's for unity in the community on CKUT at 90.3. Manchild and John Fish. We give you that musical wish to put more music in that dish. So listen to your radio station and simply turn it on. CKUT. K-U-T, word is born, word is born. Y'all enjoy yourselves. Love you, Montreal. Tune in to CKUT, always.
Thank you.
KUT 90.3 FM. Music from the one and only FKJ. Some improvisation, improv to get the stage started right. Yes. What do you mean? Right here, right here. On the Lunchtime Takeover, CKUT 90.3 FM. KUT 90.3 FM. It's your own boy Preach in the building. I'm just out here just warming up, getting the system ready, getting it ready as we get ready to celebrate 40 years of Montreal hip hop. Yes, 40 years. You heard that right, baby. You know what I'm saying? But look, if I'm going to do this, I got to do this properly. And we got to go all the way back, pre-hip-hop, pre-hip hop, when, you know what I'm saying, they were boogieing, they were discoing, they were dancing, you know, they were funking up the streets and all of that other stuff. And there was this young man, out here by the name of Butcher T. Yeah. Some of y'all might be familiar with that brother. Some of y'all might be familiar with the king himself, the one and only CKUT alumni. Yo, I don't know if you guys, if you have not been paying attention, but we got to shout out Big Brother himself. You know what I mean? I know he's somewhere out there listening right now. And if he ain't listening, people who know him are listening, you know? And I think that it's only fair and it's only time that we start giving our brothers and sisters that were so instrumental in making sure that we have a culture out here to be able to represent and be proud of, to finally, once and for all, get their flowers. You feel me? So, you know, Butcher T, man, shout out this brother who, you know, on the legacy, on the back of what was Rufus Rockhead, right? Rufus Rockhead, for many of you guys who might not know, was, you know, the legend who came from Jamaica, made his way all the way over to Montreal in the early 1900s, you know, worked the railways, you know, legend has it the man was bootlegging for Al Capone and all that other stuff, but he eventually turned that know-how and that success into Canada's first black-owned business, first black-owned nightclub called the Mountain Tavern. That was like the late 1910s, right, 1919 or somewhere around there. And then that eventually turned into Rockhead's Paradise, right? Rockhead's Paradise became the epicenter of jazz, funk, reggae, and, yo, black music, plain and simple. You know what I mean? It was, you know, it was basically on St. Antoine Street. It was the heart and soul of the city, and it is what bolstered and created and planted the seeds for black music in Canada, regardless of if it's jazz, regardless of if it's blues, regardless of if it's reggae or hip-hop. You know what I mean? So I don't think that enough of these brothers get their flowers. Not enough of these brothers aren't being represented properly. You know, we're not telling their stories properly. You feel me? So I want to big up the one and only Butcher T, man. You know, who lived off of that energy, who took that energy from Rufus Rockhead, you know, these Jamaican upstarts. And he himself was, you know, in between Montreal and Jamaica and Toronto and New York as a youth, as a young man. And literally, you know, from the end of the 60s, into the 70s, watched hip-hop grow out of that Jamaican sound system and into New York and into all these other places. But when he decided to bring it over to Montreal and Toronto, nobody wanted to mess with it. Nobody wanted to hear anything about this new sound of music. You feel me? And he, Mike Williams, Andy K, people like LDG, and so many more, you feel me? They literally went against the grain and decided to do what nobody thought was cool, but they were like, yo, this is a vibe, right? Yo, welcome to the Vibe Tribe. It's your homeboy Preach in the building. You are now tuned in to the Lunchtime Takeover, and I am more than excited and more than happy to be able to present this episode. As I said, we're celebrating 40 years of Montreal hip hop, but to do that, we gotta go all the way back to the days when Butcher was out here working the streets and trying to get young men and young women to listen to this new sound, but they weren't trying to hear it because the sound of the time sounded like this. Music from the one and only Freddie James. Yeah. music from the one and only Freddie James. Freddie James, as I said, we're celebrating 40 years of Montreal hip-hop, and I'm like, I cannot do that without taking you back to what the city originally sounded like, taking you back to the days when Butcher was out here trying to push this sound forward, trying to get this city to, like, you know what I mean, really pay attention. And they were like, nah, bro, nah, we ain't into that, right? Because disco was hot, funk was hot. You just heard the name of the one and only Freddie James, a real Montreal mainstay, a real Montreal mainstay. He was kind of like our little Stevie Wonder, our little Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? Like, and their family is an actual legacy out here. Shout out the one and only Geraldine Hunt and his sister Rosalind. Yeah, yo. If you're not paying attention, and if nobody is gonna, if nobody's telling you what's up, then you wouldn't understand that back in the day, Geraldine Hunt, she made her way from the South. She came from America. You know what I mean? She was already singing. She was already kicking up dust out there. And she was like, yo, you know what? She came to Montreal, followed love all the way over here. And she was like, yo, I feel like there's a little flavor missing, but I think that there's a little favor here that nobody sees. And she became one of the first black vocalists to really get out there and, I mean, rock with the biggest, you know, Quebecois acts of the time, you know, and literally started to break, you know, brought a little bit of that funk flavor, that disco flavor and all that, and also was a producer in her own right. So when her son, Freddie James, was ready to get on the mic and do his own thing, she produced and wrote a lot of these records, like the one that you just heard there, Get Up and Boogie. But we cannot take her own legacy away from her. She literally was tearing down doors and was on like shows like Soul Train. I think, what was it called? I get the name. It wasn't Soul Train, but it was like one of those big disco shows of the time. You see me? Right? I do my research. Right now, we improvising, right? Like, I know my history, so I'm just telling you, I'm giving you the story in a nutshell. We don't got much time, people. We got 40 years to go through in the next 2 hours on CKUT, and then we might stretch that out for an hour on Twitch, because I go till 3 p.m., but generally, I switch the vibe from 2 p.m. till 3 p.m., but I love my people. This is the last episode of the year. And as I said, we are literally, yo, we waving a flag. If nobody else wanted to wave this flag, let them know that Preach waved the flag. You understand? I have no choice but to celebrate my lineage and my history because I am benefiting from it. I am standing on it. I am eating off of it. So I salute everybody in the city who has built the blocks that is now 40 years of Montreal hip hop. This is Freddie James's mama, the one and only Geraldine Hunt, with her huge, huge record. This one is called Can't Fake the Feeling. I'm gonna take you back pre-hip-hop and show you where we came from, baby.
Good to do.
brother J.E. Bun. How you doing? How you doing?
Don't give me love if you really don't mean that.
Shout out my entire Vibe Tribe in the building. CKUT, if you guys want to, you know, catch this vibration with me. We are celebrating 40 years of Montreal hip-hop.
But that's one thing that you can't do without.
Right here live on CKUT 90.3 FM. As I said, you are listening to music from Freddie James's mama, the one and only Geraldine Hunt, one of the people who helped plant the seeds that we are standing on right now. I'm telling you, man, we are going through legacy. We are going through history right now, baby. CKUT family, as I said, man, if you want to join the conversation, come on over to vibetribe.ca. I am live on Twitch, Facebook, Amazon Music, YouTube, Periscope. We are taking this vibration around the world. I am celebrating 40 years of Montreal hip-hop. I am proud of my city. Come on. From the one and only Geraldine Hunt. Yes, right here live on CKUT 90.3 FM. Shout out my entire CKUT family who is tuning in and they're wondering, how are you talking to people? I hear you shouting out Missy Riley. I hear you shouting out J.E. Buns, DJ I Wonder, Questita. I like those names. Those names sound pretty. Those names sound all like curvy princess and stuff. I hear you talking to your queen Mod, Bionic Pixie. I don't know what you doing. Like, what you sounding all like special over there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got a party? You going against quarantine rules? You know that the government's been saying that you can't do no gatherings and stuff. Well, if you're not watching me, you might think I'm having a party around here because we are. But we're having a digital party. We've been telling y'all to make the switch to Twitch, my people. Make the switch to Twitch. If you want to be in the conversation, come on over, man. You missing it. You missing it, man. We having a great time. There's a full moon out there. I'm wired. I'm vibing. I'm celebrating my city. I'm living. I'm loving. And I am progressing. You understand? Just like we did over the last 40 years. You heard music from Freddie James. You heard his mama, Geraldine Hunt. I said, There's one more sibling in the bag there that had her own guns. A lot of people don't realize that this is a hit from the city of Montreal. Shout out Rosalind. Yes, yes, yes. I know she is out there. The one and only Rosalind James, man. This was a legacy. As I said, Freddie James was like little Michael Jackson. His mama was like our own, like, I don't know, Tina Turner, our own Chaka Khan, our own whatever. And his sister was out here, like, you know, vying for, I don't know, you know what I mean? The pop princess slot, right? This is Cherry with something called Murphy's Law. A hit from the city of Montreal, baby. This one is called Murphy's Law by Cherry. Mm-hmm.
yesterday that you bought me for my birthday. I cashed it in at the store.
Love my city. I am proud of my city, man. I know a lot of people, they hear that record, they're like, really? Really? That came from Montreal? Yes, that came from Montreal. You know what I mean? To celebrate Montreal properly, we gotta like also highlight that Montreal is the only officially bilingual city in the province of Quebec, in the country that is Canada. You know what I mean? New Brunswick also, you know, they speak French out there, but it is not an official second language. In Quebec, French is our actual primary language, and English is our second language, you know. So when hip-hop started to really bolster in my city and from this country, Butcher T, Andy K, Mike Williams, they went out and they pioneered, they literally pioneered, like, they created something out of nothing. And they basically convinced radio stations to give them their first, the first urban radio program in Canada, in Montreal, right here, right here, right here in this city. You know what I'm saying? But at the time, definitely Anglo voices, we didn't really have access to studios. We weren't out there putting out our own records. So obviously, Quebec would have got the jump on the Anglo kids out here, right? And the very first hip-hop record, rap record, or you know what I mean, was put out by a poet by the name of Lucien Francoeur, right? French, a Quebecois brother out here, right? And he put out this record that I guess people were like, I don't get it or whatever. But he was telling a story about, yo, him going to the clubs and people asking him, yo, do you like rap? And he was like, hey, this is my answer. Check it out. Shout out my entire Vibe Tribe. Shout out my entire family. DJ Nasty, I see you. Sweet Luscious, I see you. Ah, loving the OC. My people, I'm taking you down a trip. We are gonna teach you what my city sounds like for real, for real, for real. But this is where we came from, right? Check it out.
J'avais rien à faire. J'étais tranquille, je tourne un rond dans la maison. Le téléphone sonne, c'est Shirley. Elle me demande ce que je fais, je lui dis que je fais pas grand chose, mais que de toute façon, j'aimerais ça si elle venait faire un tour à la maison. Un peu plus tard, Shirley arrive, elle me demande d'y composer une tune parlée comme à radio, une tune pour la faire danser. Prends ma méthode de guitare, je m'en vais pratiquer chez Oscar pour essayer d'y composer une tune de rap. Vous connaissez Shirley, à vous l'entendre du rap à Billy. Le rap à Billy, vous connaissez? Que moi pis Shirley, on file à bain. On décide de descendre downtown dans le centre-ville. retour des discos. Chérie, elle aime les discos. Ça fait qu'on a dansé toute la journée puis toute la soirée. Le disc jockey faisait jouer du rock'n'roll puis du reggae. Pis pas mal de rockabilly, pis papalou, la blue sweat shoes, pis toutes ces affaires-là, Shirley, elle aime bien ça. Mais à un moment donné, elle s'est décidée, pis elle est allée voir le disc jockey. Il a dit, pourrais-tu faire jouer du rapabilly? Connais-tu ça, du rapabilly, toi? Je veux dire, si tu connais pas ça, va bien falloir qu'un jour t'en écoutes. Après ça, on est allé dans un party, moi et Shirley. Ça a bien tombé parce qu'il faisait jouer du rap à Billy. Shirley, t'as content, tu sais comment ce que c'est. Toute la soirée, ils ont joué du rap comme les Noirs de New York. On a dansé, puis à un moment donné, j'ai une fille qui est venue me parler. Elle m'a dit dans le creux de l'oreille, connais-tu ça, dada?
Inviting my family to the trip.
Shirley m'a regardé, il dit y'a rien là, c'est du rap. Tout le monde rap ici, ça fait que moi je rap avec le monde, Shirley. Tout le monde vient me parler, ça fait que moi je rap comme les Noirs de New York. Y'a une autre fille qui vient me dire, ça me provoque, je m'ennuie du rap. J'ai dit tu devras faire comme Shirley, écouter du rap, ça va te calmer.
Le rap qui? Le rap quoi? Le rap à Billy.
Lucien Franco. Le rapabilé. Yo, shout out Lucien Franco, man. You know what I mean? He held it down. He started a legacy for us. As I said, I'm coming to you live on CKUT 90.3 FM. My people. I'm live on Twitch as well. So you guys are going to hear me talk to different groups of people, right? YouTube as well. They can jump in the chat. Facebook could jump in the chat. So you're going to hear me talk to different groups of people today. But I am still at work right now for the next hour and 20 minutes, and then we slide off from 2 p.m. and we take this, straight to Twitch and straight to the online platforms until 3 p.m., right? But today, because I'm not playing commercial music or too much mainstream stuff, Facebook, you guys should be good. You guys should be able to lock into the vibe with me. But I'm going to warn you, man, this is my last week. This is my last week broadcasting to my pages and my public, whatever, on Facebook. As well as Periscope, right? We're gonna, I want to honor my subscribers on Twitch. I want to honor the listeners on CKUT. They are definitely, they're monetizing this movement. They've been really sticking in. They've been loyal. They've been subscribing. And, we don't want to water it down by giving out this content to every year, especially to all of them Babylon platform. You understand? But, CKUT is a platform that we're proud of. It is a station that, after Butcher T and Mike Williams and Andy K put down their work, you know what I'm saying? They, that work ended up leading to the legacy that is CKUT, and Butcher T is still, you can still find him here, after this 40-year legacy, you can still find him here on CKUT every Friday at noon from 12 to 2 p.m. for Noontime Cuts, man. And he throws it down. He throws it down. If you want to hear a DJ, if you're a DJ out there and you want to listen about how turntable work and everything, man, link up for Butcher T. You understand? I'm handing out flyers right now. I am handing out flyers. I'm handing out flowers to my family. You feel me? But I also have to, you know, pay some bills while we hand out, because I got to buy these flowers, right? Flowers cost money. So I have to go to CKUT and say, me want buy flowers for one of the DJ, and then I have to dip in at the coffer and give me a little money for the flowers. So then I go say, well, we have to pay some bills for you to get them flowers for the butcher. You see me? So allow me to pay some bills, and we will be right back with the music. Rah!
West Can Folk Performing Company would like to wish you all the best for the new year.
2021 marks 40 years of West Can promoting Caribbean culture in Canada and abroad, ensuring that it is passed down to the next generations.
On January 10th, 2021, the participants in the Afro-Caribbean Folklore in Quebec project will be featured in a digital presentation of Caribbean folk dance, music, and storytelling.
Join us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/WestCanFolk, WESTCANFOLK. For the virtual release, January 10th, 2021, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's right. Come support Caribbean folk culture in Montreal.
Funded by the Department of Canadian Heritage, this is a CKUT co-presentation.
Spread your wings.
One-stop Caribbean cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This don't apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint-Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One-stop Caribbean cuisine. Chef X, new location.
Blessing up a flow like a river. Blessing up a flow like a river.
CKUT 90.3 FM. It's Young Boy preaching the building. Yes, man, we are rocking. We are rocking. People asking me, they're texting me. They're saying, y'all play live right now? Yeah, man, me that live right now. Me that live right now. Come true. We're having a celebration of 40 years of Montreal hip hop. Yeah, I love my city, man. I love my town. I love my people. You see me? As I said, man, we started with people like Lucien Francard, right? That was Le Rapabili. You know, but, you know, back in the day, we had a lot of different Francophone successes in the city. And I definitely have to, I got to tip my hat. I got to tip my hat to these brothers who came through and went against the grain. You know what I mean? Went against the grain. I know everybody knows this group in Quebec. Everybody knows this group from this record that they put out, right? Called, you know, Bouge, Danse, MRF. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, MRF was one of the, well, the pioneer of hip-hop in the city of Montreal when it comes to rap groups. They were the first rap group to film a video, put their video out, you know, get their names out there. And then came the stream that is, well, at the same time, you had these other cats that were building in NDG and on the other side of the city that we're going to get to right after. But 1990 was the year that, you know, Montreal hip hop really got a voice and it got a face, and they started putting these cats and these characters in music videos that were then broadcast on this station that we had in Montreal called Music Plus, right? Music Plus was the French version of Much Music. You feel me? Music Plus is no longer exists since the advent of YouTube and all the digital music videos. But what's beautiful is that you can still find these music videos online on YouTube archived somewhere. You know what I mean? So, as I said, we're handing out flowers. I got to do this properly. I got to go through the route that we came through, right? So you heard Lucien Franco. There were a couple other people in between that. But, you know, I mean, we got a lot of music to get to. But right now, I want to big up the one, the only, Kool Rock and JT, MRF. Yeah. This one is called Our World for Notre Monde.
Il y a des gens sans avis, il y en a qui ont pas compris. Leur intention, c'est pas d'être détruits, mais d'avoir une vraie vie. Laissés par leurs parents, jamais d'argent. Chez sur un banc, rien d'encourageant. Ils cueillent pour manger, le monde en fait chier, ce qu'il a besoin. C'est une bonne éducation, mais de quelle façon? Il y a pas d'adresse, donc il y a pas de PS. Ce qu'ils veulent, c'est du rendement du gouvernement. Mais où est-il? On l'attend, puis on l'attend. Mais pour à ça, t'es ben trop lent. Ah ouais, mets-nous et à l'homme, donne-nous des preuves. C'est pas un jeu qu'on veut jouer. C'est les solutions, puis on va en trouver. Parce que ça, c'est notre monde, puis il faut le changer. Danger. Y'a des tueries pis d'autres sortes de crimes. Tout le monde se souvient de Marc Lépine. La tuerie de la Polytechnique, c'était quelque chose de trop tragique.
Un événement tragique bouleverse la Québec. Le premier trimestre de l'année à l'école polytechnique de Montréal s'est terminé dans le sang hier à l'heure. Armé d'un fusil semi-automatique, un tireur fou a tué 13 étudiants et une employée dans un geste vulnérable de violence contre les femmes, en plus de blesser 13 personnes avant de s'enlever la vie.
Dans les familles, ça laisse un truc, donc les armes à feu, faut les contrôler. Si on veut un minimum de danger, parce que ça c'est notre monde qu'il faut changer. Par machine, dire non à la drogue, c'est pas con. Et quand tu dis oui, tu ruines ta vie. Ton pocheur te fournit tout le temps. Mais soudainement, t'as plus d'argent. Tu fais plein de promesses, mais t'as pas le choix. Faut que tu vendes tes fesses. Coin Sainte-Catherine et Saint-Laurent, c'est là que tu vas faire ton argent. Mais c'est dégradant, salissant, pis écœurant. Écoute mon message, pense-y deux fois et sois plus sage. Pour ceux qui ont commencé, arrêtez, parce que ça c'est notre monde pis il faut le changer.
The only MRF, yes, how you mean, man? You can't talk Montreal hip-hop without talk the pioneers, you understand? Just like this brother right here. As I said, Music Plus was the place where we used to go and be able to take our music, where we used to get our voices heard. You know, it was the first place that I ever had my music video charted, you know what I mean? Proudly, you know, made, you know, hit, bumped people like Katy Perry off the charts when I was doing my thing and all the other stuff, you know? But it was the first place that ever featured one of my music videos, and it was definitely a mainstay. It was definitely important to the city of Montreal. You know, you only recognize what you got until it's gone. But, you know, brothers like, you know, people like Juliet Powell and Marie-Hélène Félix and the one and only KCLMNOP, shout out Malik Shahid, you know what I mean? That all, you know, left their imprint on that that television station and made sure that Montreal hip hop had a voice. You feel me? But KCLMNOP, man, a great character, you know, and one of the first people. MRF was dope. They were hard, you know what I mean? But KCLMNOP brought the streets to Montreal, you know? And this is where out here they coined a term called the rap keb, you know? If anybody is the daddy, is the father of rap keb, it is the one and only KCLMNOP, who kind of was like, who can I compare him to in the spectrum of, like, you know, Bill Bellamy and those guys, they had TRL back in the day. I guess if anything, if you're in Toronto, then you would be familiar with Master T and people like that. Ed Lover, you know what I mean? Those guys, you know, he was kind of like a French Ed Lover in the city of Montreal, you know, and Quebec. And the kids went crazy, man, and they still love him till this day. You feel me? Check out music from the one and only Casey LMNOP.
Avant de commencer, je veux dire peace aux filles et aux partenaires, ensemble d'accueil. Voyez l'accueil, les maisons d'accueil. Puis à détention incarcérale, prison. Get man, n'importe quoi. J'espère qu'aujourd'hui la journée n'a pas été trop longue. Si oui, monte le son. Puis je pense à vous autres. Puis je ne sais pas qui est qui, puis qui fait quoi et pourquoi. C'est comme ça, qui sert à mon opil. Toujours comme un qui tombe, mortel, telle une tombe. Mon esprit surplombe, plonge, éponge. Avec des souvenirs de guerre, au goût amer. Au résultat fatal, l'équipe Pierre tombale. Puis à Montréal, mon fou en détention incarcérale. Rien a changé, je suis toujours aussi malade. Mais aujourd'hui je me sens mal d'avoir fait autant de mal. Mais man, c'est tellement dur quand t'es latino, tu mets sous moi. La société te fait sentir tellement mal. J't'ai mal, puis tu fais mal. 14, pas normal. Et pour m'avoir porté les vestes anti-balles. Mais j'aurais aimé avoir une vie banale normale. Une bonne job, un bon salaire, une souffleuse pour l'hiver. Une grande maison rectangulaire avec un toit solaire. Qui filme les rayons, qui éclaire la terre. Puis qui réchauffe ma piscine en terre, qui pile une toile solaire. À place, je me suis battu contre des fans d'Hitler. J'ai eu un casier judiciaire, puis mon cœur a déjà fait neuf. Ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. Ta gueule, vis ta vie, puis reste en vie. Ta gueule, vis ta vie, puis reste en vie. Ta gueule, vis ta vie, puis reste en vie. Ta gueule, vis ta vie, puis reste en vie. J'avais un ami qui se prenait pour un caïd. À moitié lucide, à moitié sur l'acide. Il se battait pour...
Avant de commencer, I was pumping the bass on that one there, eh?
Ensemble d'accueil, foyer d'accueil, maison d'accueil, puis en détention.
Music from the one and only Casey, LMNOP.
J'espère qu'aujourd'hui la journée a pas été trop longue. Si oui, ben monte le son. Puis je pense à vous autres. Puis j'oublie pas qui est qui, puis qui fait quoi et pourquoi. C'est comme ça, Casey, LMNOP est là, toujours.
Comme une bombe qui tombe, mortelle, telle une tombe. Mon esprit surplombe, plonge, éponge. Avec mon souvenir de guerre au goût amer. Au résultat fatal, l'équipe Pierre tombale. Pisse à Montréal, mon cou en détention incarcérale. Rien a changé, je suis toujours aussi malade. Mais aujourd'hui je me sens mal d'avoir fait autant de mal. Mais man, c'est tellement dur quand t'es latino, se métis sous moi. La société te fait sentir tellement mal. J't'ai mal, pis tu fais mal. 14, pas normal. Bientôt on va apporter des vestes anti-balles. Mais j'aurais aimé avoir une vie banale normale. Une bonne job, un bon salaire. Une souffleuse pour l'hiver. Une grande maison rectangulaire avec un toit solaire. Qui filtre les rayons, qui éclaire la terre. Puis qui réchauffe ma piscine hors terre. Qui pile une toile solaire. À place, je me suis battu contre des fans d'Hitler. J'ai eu un casier judiciaire. Pis mon cœur a déjà fait neuf. Ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. Ta gueule, vis ta vie, puis reste en vie. Ta gueule, vis ta vie, puis reste en vie. Ta gueule,
vis ta vie, reste en vie.
Ta gueule, vis ta vie, puis reste en vie. J'avais un ami qui se prenait pour un caïd. À moitié lucide, à moitié sur l'acide. Il se battait pour rien, sortait jamais sans âme. Toujours prêt, frais, jamais calme. Si tu faisais un mauvais pas, il sortait son gun. Je l'ai vu sortir son magnum minimum 5 fois. Chaque fois, il se tournait pour le roi.
Aïe, 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 ok, si check ça. Aïe, 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 check le gang, go rire.
Mais un jour, blah, sans comment ni pourquoi, il est mort, 3 balles sans froid. Aujourd'hui, dis-moi, Thunder, qui est le roi, hein? Ta mère pleure, ton père se meurt. Toi t'es mort, fini, parti. Puis ta blonde t'aime encore. Dis-moi, ça valait-tu la peine de vivre avec autant de haine? As-tu des remords, Thunder, maintenant que t'es mort? Ta gueule, vis ta vie puis reste en vie. Ta gueule, vis ta vie puis reste en vie. Ta gueule, vis ta vie puis reste en vie. Ta gueule, vis ta vie puis reste en vie. Ta gueule, vis ta vie puis reste en vie. Ta gueule, vis ta vie puis reste en vie. Ta gueule, vis ta vie puis reste en vie. Ta gueule. Ta vie puis reste en vie.
Parfois,
soir avec corps de regard vêtu de noir, je m'en regarde à miroir. Je pense à ceux qui sont morts, ceux qui avaient raison, ceux qui avaient tort, ceux qui étaient faibles, ceux qui étaient forts, ceux qui ont flash avec un bang bang, ceux qui se sont hang damn peace, José, Jason, Cliff et Sam. Et peace à leurs dames, leur famille et leur âme. Et parfois, je pense que ça aurait pu être moi, pourquoi pas. C'est moi qui avais la grande gueule, qui parlait tout le temps fort, mais bon, je
pas encore mort. J'étais ici parmi mes amis, mes ennemis. Puis j'en ris pas, parce que c'est pas donné à tout le monde de vivre ce genre de vie. Fait que si t'es pas prête à mourir aujourd'hui, change ton mode de vie. Parce que tôt ou tard, pow, quelqu'un va prendre ta vie. Fait que ta gueule, vis ta vie, puis reste en vie. Yeah. Sans rien, faut gangster, man. Tôt ou tard, quelqu'un qui va
plastiquer. Yo, for everybody who don't speak French out here,
just survive, man.
The man is saying ta gueule.
La famille va s'en
vie. Ta vie, puis reste ta vie.
Ta gueule, vis ta vie, puis reste en vie.
Ta gueule, vis ta vie, puis reste en vie.
Ta gueule, vis ta vie.
Yo, the man is saying shut up.
Ta gueule, vis ta vie.
Live your life and stay alive. Shout out Casey Elemental P, man. The man was straight up gangsta. You see me? Yo, talking about some gangsta youth. When I was in high school, 1996, 1997, these brothers dropped. They go by the name of Rain Man. This one is called Bajilin. Yo, this was a huge record in Montreal. How you mean? How you mean? How you mean? Watch now, watch now, watch now.
It's a shiny white morning. I'm comfy in the shade. I feel a cool breeze while I'm sipping lemonade. I cut the cards like a blade. I'm in the yard with my niggas. Top billing, call me back. Mathematically, I got my figures. Picture my picture. I got the good shit, the kind of good shit. You know that everybody wanna get with. Scandals, hear the vandal on the beach. I wear my sandals. I'm too hot to handle, and my words just fall your mouth.
Trajet d'allure sombre, je vis dans l'ombre. Fausse honte, à boire à la ronde. En fin de compte, les autres rêvent d'être sur les ondes. Ce qui compte, c'est que le cash compte. Faire sale compte, pendant que le tonnerre gronde, la pluie tombe, vu que les troupes abondent. Toi, arrive ta joie de vie, je dois le dire. Et faire choisir de moisir, que de réfléchir soit loisir ou croisir.
Yo, brethren, brethren, y'all don't even understand. Easy LD, yo, tell them. Sweet Luscious, let them know. Jay Bunch, yo, if you in here and you know real Montreal hip hop, hey, yo, listen to Scandal. Yo, this lady used to tear it up. She used to kill the scene alongside Rain Men, one of my favorite groups of all time. Bajilin, yo!
It's a shiny bright morning. I'm comfy in the shade. I feel a cool breeze while I'm sipping lemonade. I cut the cards like a blade. I'm in the yard with my niggas. Top billing, call me back. Mathematically, I got my figures. Picture my picture. I got the good shit, the kind of good shit. You know that everybody wanna get with. Scandals, hear the vandal on the beach. I wear my sandals. I'm too hot to handle. And my word, just call your mess.
Trajet d'allure sombre, je vis dans l'ombre. Sans fausse honte, à boire à la ronde. En fin de compte, les autres rêvent d'être sur les ondes. Ce qui compte, c'est que le cash compte. Faire sale compte, pendant que le tonnerre gronde. Que la pluie tombe, vu que les troupes abondent. Toi, arrive ta joie de vie, je dois le dire. Préfère choisir de moisir, que de rêver soit de loisir ou de croisière. Je te vois venir. Toutes ces choses-là, elles sont un goût amer pour moi, ouais. Mais juste deux fois trois bières à refroidir.
Arrête ton corps, corps, comprends qu'on rentre brillamment. Y'a pas de chilling, pas de feelings, pas de semblant, tu
m'entends. I'm displaying, preacher of the sad life, pretending ain't no time for
playing. Comprends qu'on rentre brillamment. Y'a pas de chilling, pas de feelings, pas de semblant, tu m'entends.
I hear what you're saying, you'll be playing. The words I'm displaying, preacher of the sad life, pretending ain't no time for playing. This what I do, I'm jumping out the shower. Spray on the roof and women smelling fresh around the hour. Devour all the men that try to pick me like a flower. Rendezvous for business, yo, I meet you by the tower. By the power that DOD invested in me. Respectfully, it's my last name, so you shall remember thee. I can rock your body, make you sing la-di-da-di. Nobody marks me out, cause I could surely rock a party.
Transition du simple au complexe. Conteste que raconte cette concesse. Morale concrète, rentre dans le fond de l'aide pendant que le monde fait. Mon concept est des concerts. Toi, faudrait que je me décomplexe, que je décompresse. Jamais je concède quand je converse. Le stress pète les fièvres. Diable cherche les guerres. Porte la charge, on reste fier. Gestionnaire de caisse de pierre. Faire renaître la faible lumière. Cesse de faire taire. La misère de cette ère, je dégénère. Créer les liens sous des soldats perdus.
Arrête ton corps, corps, comprends qu'on rentre brillamment. Y'a pas de chilling, pas de feeling, pas de semblant, tu m'entends.
Shout out all my DJs in the building. Shout out all my artists in the building. All my rappers in the building, all my MCs.
Arrête ton corps, corps, comprends qu'on rentre
brillamment. I hope y'all are learning something right now. I hope I am bringing some value to your day right now. 40 years of Montreal hip-hop, right?